We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, this is Tiger Talk, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. And by Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager.
Tapati Purrier for the win. Bang!
Live from Buffalo Wild Wings, this is Tiger Talk. Now live, here is your host, the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
We are at Buffalo Wild Wings in Columbia's Southwest Side. Welcome to the show. Konzo Martin is alongside. We hold forth until just before 8 o'clock. Coming up in our players segment at the bottom of the hour, we'll visit with Missouri senior Cullen Van Leer as he will join us here at Buffalo Wild Wings in Columbia. Show is brought to you each and every week by Academy Sports and Outdoors with 9 convenient locations in Missouri, including one right here in Columbia and in St. Peter's, or shop online at academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partners of Mizzou Athletics. Mizzou Athletics would like to thank its premier partners, MU Healthcare, and also Shelter Insurance. The Missouri basketball team has won its last 3 games. Tigers now 6-3 on the season. A little time off this week for finals before getting back into action a week from tomorrow when they take on Xavier at Mizzou Arena in Columbia. Konzo Martin's alongside, 6-3, 3 consecutive wins. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mike.
Let's talk just about the last 3. In your mind, has there been a common denominator that's made an impact on your ability to win the last 3?
Well, I think the way we shoot the 3-point shot, I think that's a big key for our team and our program. And I think whenever we're able to get the ball inside to Jeremiah, and not that you have to pound the ball inside to him every time, but I think when you get it inside to him, he's able to score the basketball. They double him, he's able to find shooters. And I think if we get out and run in transition, I think that helps us as well.
Coming off of a win against Oral Roberts, 80-64, to go to 6-3 on the season, the one thing that happened in that game that hasn't happened very often yet, 6 players in double figures in that game.
That was good, and I think we'll be a team that has that. I think we have at least 4 guys I think should be in double figures when it's all said and done. But, again, moving the ball, getting easy baskets in transition, we got to continue to get Kevin going because I think he has more in him, and there's other ways he can score the basketball, really getting to the free throw lines. I think he's one of the better guys late games getting to the line.
K.J. Santos played for the first time, played 11 minutes, and while he took one shot and missed it, the thing that stands out is just the ability that he did from a defensive standpoint against a very good player that was having success against your team, really just playing with his chest and keeping the guy out of the paint and away from the basket.
I like the way he played. I did. I mean, minus those 2 quick turnovers when he got in the game early, but defensively, because he is physically strong, and I thought he was one of our better defenders, if not the best defender in June and July with his ability to move his feet, to take charges, to rebound the basketball, to run the floor and do all those things. So I really enjoyed him, and I'm happy to have him back because I think he'll be a physical presence for him, but I also think he's a guy that can run and make things happen for us.
Yeah, we're talking about Emmanuel Nezukwesi, who finished with 17 to lead Oral Roberts. That was a team, though, because of their commitment to run their offense, really gave you some problems early, didn't they?
Well, the thing is, it's unique from the standpoint, which is really smart, because I think I would have been one of those players that try to back you down with the way the game's officiated. He did a really good job of getting in position, just kind of walk you down. And also, they kept their other big guy right at the rim, so it's hard to double up. We did it one time and paid for it. But he does a good job. He's physical. He makes shots, and he is 6'8". He's strong body. I was impressed with him. He's better than I thought he was in person because he kept his composure, and he got to his left shoulder, and that's what he wanted to do, and he made good plays. And then when he went to his right shoulder twice, he made two baskets. So you have to give him credit. But you know, we did enough to win the game, but I thought we should have been better defensive from start to finish and just really carrying out those assignments, especially when we double the post. You have to take away his left shoulder, and we didn't do a great job of that in the first half.
There was a stretch when you really took control of the game in the second half when Jordan Geist really took over, you know, and he scores on a driving layup, and then he's able to take the ball away and get fouled and hit a basket over the top of his head. Turns into a possession that was 5 points just in a matter of about 15 seconds.
I think that really kind of opened the game up for us, and we settled in, and then we allowed some of those made baskets to help our defense take that next step. And once the defense did that, the offense, when the ball goes in, we're a very successful team, and I think we play off that energy and that emotion when a shot goes in the basket, and we have to continue to grow and learn from it.
I just look at the way that Torrence Watson has played the last couple of games, and we talked about this prior to the game against Oral Roberts. He hits his first shot from three against Texas Arlington, and you could just see kind of a sense of relief on his face, but also excitement. He pumps his fist in the air, and from that point forward, he's been stroking the ball really well, hasn't he?
He has. You know, last two games, he's had 12 points. And the one thing I try to do after every game, especially if we're not going to play the team moving forward, I always talk to the coach about what do they think about our team, because it helps us grow. You always want to know what people think about you, and you kind of exchange scout reports and information. The biggest thing that Oral Roberts' game plan going into the game was really try to take Mark and Torrence out of the game with their ability to make shots. And even though we had other guys that make shots, they felt like their ability to hit big threes kind of opened the game up, and it did. They were 7-for-10 from three. So to see Torrence make shots, and I think he's more than just a guy that can catch and shoot threes. He shows it in practice, ability to attack off the rim, I mean off the dribble, and make plays at the basket. I think he'll be more than what you see.
You did that in the Virgin Islands, getting a scouting report from the teams that you played. Now you've done it against the other teams that you've played so far. Is there something consistent that you're hearing from other coaches? And if so, what it is? What is it?
Well, you know, I think we can get more out of our bigs from the standpoint, not necessarily scoring the basketball, but just other things. And I don't want to be off the air. I'll be specific with you that way, because somebody could be listening. But just a little more insight on what we can do, because we kind of see it as a stab, but it's always good to hear from somebody else. And in this particular call I have from Oral Roberts, I had it on speakerphone, so one of my assistants is listening to the call as well. So it's always good. So now you move forward. But it's valuable information, and sometimes being critical and being critiqued is oftentimes a good thing if you handle it the right way.
Where did you learn that from? Where did that come from?
I just think you
did
want
you
to
just
good.
Pick it up on your own, or?
Well, no, I wanted as a ball player, when I played, yeah. I wanted the coaches to tell me, because it only makes me better. I think when you run from critique and criticism, you don't grow. So for our players, I'm always very critical of them. Not that I'm trying to break their spirits, but you have to be honest with them, because honesty helps them grow. And you want to be truthful, and I think that is the most important thing. At the end of the day, I would want that as a player, and I think players appreciate the honesty because it helps them grow. Now, it's your job to do what you want to do with it.
Tigers head coach Konzo Martin alongside I'm Mike Kelly. Tiger Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings on Columbia's Southwest Side, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Colin Van Leer joins us at the bottom of the hour as Tiger Talk rolls on the Tiger Network, the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
When it comes to banking, you have a choice to make. You can go big, or you can go local. Or you can go to Central Bank and get the best of both worlds. The technology, tools, and services you need, with the flexibility of a bank who can make important decisions locally. Take a new look at the world of possibilities with Central Bank. Strong roots, endless possibilities. Start at centralbank.net. Member FDIC.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter. For J.D. Power 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Tiger fans, gear up for the season at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From jerseys and hats to grills and tents, Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need for game day for less. Visit any of the many convenient locations in Missouri, including our new store in Columbia, or shop online at academy.com. That's academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of Mizzou Athletics.
Missouri's families deserve safe roads and bridges. The skilled men and women of the Laborers Union of Eastern Missouri and our contractors are working together to build the infrastructure you need to safely get to work, get the kids to school, and run your errands. Safe roads and bridges drive Missouri. Rely on the skilled men and women of the Laborers Union of Eastern Missouri and our contractors to build your next mile of road. Paid for by MoLessett.org.
Columbia, water and light, saving money. Yeah, that's right, saving money. Getting loans to get good heating for your home. Never be cold, always warm, even during the biggest storms.
More than $1,000 in rebates. Spend money on fun things.
That's great.
Doors won't close, windows cracked. Get them fixed quick.
That's a fact. Columbia, water and light. Go check out their website.
Brought to you by Columbia Youth Teaching Efficiency.
I'm a little bit holy water.
Dierks Bentley.
A little bit burning.
Burning Man Tour 2019, Saturday, February 23rd, Mizzou Arena. And he's bringing along special guests, John Party, Tennille Towns, and Hot Country Nights. Dierks Bentley, live in concert. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com.
Central Bank is your hometown bank. It is the only place for Tiger Checking. Open one today at tigerchecking.com. Konzo Martin is alongside. I'm Mike Kelly. Cullen Van Leer will join us at the bottom of the hour. Tiger Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every single day. Tigers, earlier in the week, last week, in fact, played three games in a matter of 7 days, but played earlier in the week against Texas San Antonio, 165-45 to go to 5-3 on the season, stretch the winning streak to two. Take me back through kind of your thoughts through the game against Texas Arlington.
I thought, you know, with minimal preparation, I think we played Sunday, Monday, played Tuesday. With minimal preparation, I thought we did a good job against their motion-style offense, a lot of cutting and moving. And really what we did is really had those guys go chest-to-chest when you defend them, because we try to deny wings. But when you deny a lot, you get backdoor cuts. So we just, and I think 1 point in the first half, they got a 3-point shot. It's Torrance and Xavier playing defense, and the guy back cut, and both went with the back cut. And Xavier's man hit a 3-point shot. So that's what that offense does for you. Very similar to a Princeton-style offense, that action. So what we just talked about, our guys, you know, chest to chest, so that means you keep them out of lane. So they might make some 3-point shots. They might take more 3-point shots, but you don't allow them to get backdoor cuts, and you don't allow them to get into your interior. And I thought we did a good job, you know, taking those things away and really taking their point guard out of the game. And I thought guys did an exceptional job. When guys defend him, he didn't score a basket. He ended up with 8 points, but I thought guys held him to 0 points when he was defending him.
Jeremiah Tillman finished in that game with a double-double with 12 points and 10 rebounds. He was 6-for-6 from the free throw line. And I just think of the marked improvement to what we see now as he's a 71% foul shooter at this stage of the season. He was hovering around 40-45% last year. He's worked really hard, hasn't he?
He has. He worked really hard. And he also recognized the fact that he was 2-for-6 in the last game from the free throw line. He noticed that. And
yeah.
But you know, those big guys, they spend time
made
on it.
Made his first two, then missed his last four.
Yes, and they spend time on it after practice. Bigs, they have to make 50, and they all take pride in it. It's something they enjoy doing, and you can see the growth in them. And the biggest thing we have to do, not only just Jeremiah, we got to get Kevin to the free throw lines. I think he's 80-plus guy, and he should be shooting 7 to 10 free throws a night. We needed to get him there. We got to find ways to get him to the line.
Kind of evaluate Jeremiah's game and just kind of where it is right now compared to maybe where it was a year ago and where it can go.
Well, I think, you know, the hard part, and truthfully, is it's a 5-on-5 game, and you have other people on the floor with those 10 players.
Right, right.
When you're watching, it is the way.
The game is being called inconsistently, I think, is what you're tactfully trying to say.
It's just.
And allow me to say it because I agree with you 100%.
It's really tough for him, and it's hard for me as a coach because I try to teach him to keep his composure. I think he's done a tremendous job with that. But I just don't think it's fair in some ways for him when he's put the time into it. And you watch how you closely watch how the game's being called on both ends. And what I always say, call on both ends. Well, however you officiate the game, if it's a street fight, then make it be that on both ends. But however you officiate it, make it on both ends. And it's just really hard for him because then I sit back and I casually watch games like yesterday. And I'm like, man, this is unbelievable how these games are, you know, being called. And I just think we got to figure it out and help him play the game because you're talking about a guy that's one of the better players in your league that doesn't get an opportunity to showcase it because, again, I can watch every game and I can sit there and say, I can send a video and let's evaluate this. But you got to give him a chance to grow as a basketball player because when he's on the floor, he's one of the better guys in this league.
He has shown the ability to score down low with both hands. His footwork has steadily improved since he arrived here. What's the next phase offensively? Starting to see him now face up more when he catches? Is that the next step?
That's the thing for him. Now, the thing is, because what you're ultimately trying to do at the end of the day, you want each individual player to grow as a basketball player, as a student athlete, into a man on and off the court. But the most important thing when we're preparing to win games is to win the game. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're talking win a game, right now Jeremiah has 9 assists, 24 turnovers. Mm-hmm. Does he have the ability to face up and make plays? Yes. But now there comes the comfort in making the plays and making the right decisions because now when you're a big guy, you're attacking downhill toward the rim. You have to make sound decisions. Somebody collapsed and they're taking a charge. You have to pick the ball up and make the right decision. And you don't want to create more charges. So I think for him, continue to have, and those are things we work on in practice. He's facing up, making a lot of moves. Then there comes a point in time where he gets the comfort in making those moves in games. But the key is he has to be able to limit his turnovers. Because it doesn't help us, he leaving the game with 3 or 4 turnovers a night.
Well, and that's the other thing as a team overall. You've got to be better taking care of the basketball. And that comes down to not only fundamentals, but decision-making, right?
Exactly. A lot of both. And we spend time, well, decision-making is part of going through it. You help them see. You put them in situations in practice. Then you spend a lot of time with the skill development. They grow. And I think guys have enough skill. I mean, I just think it's more decisions than anything. Because you can be a guy that lacks skill, but make sound decisions. And I think that's the whole thing. And like, for example, X is a really good passer. Some of his passes kind of look flamboyant when he passes the ball, very flashy. So now it's the jump stop, sound decision when he passes the ball. And that's the growth of a player because, again, you don't want to stun a guy's growth because with X, when he gets stronger, he understands the system. He's playing with guys a lot more. Now when he makes his pass, they've been around enough to know this is a pass that's coming and they're ready to prepare to catch.
You played for a great high school coach, right, in Benny Lewis.
Yes.
You also played for a really, really Hall of Fame basketball coach at Purdue and Coach Katie. And my question is this, because you learned how to play the game the right way. When did the jump up and try to make a pass in midair become a part of basketball?
You know, now I'll say this. Because, you know, when you watch the NBA game, you see a lot of that. You see, but those are some of the best players in the world. When I was an assistant coach at Michigan State, they had a play where they would jump in there and they'd make the pass. It was a play that they ran. Now, not that they guys jump all the floor and make bad decisions, but they had a play that they would do that. I just think some guys can do certain things.
Right.
And not everybody's gifted to do a lot of different things. And it just, we teach the jump stop all the time. We've gotten better at that. We've also, because of that, we've gotten better as a team at taking charges because of the result of working on jump stops. But I just think, you know, some guys are gifted talents, and you have to understand that, put them in position to be successful. Like, for example, X is a good one-on-one player. We have to put him in position to catch the ball so he can make plays because that's how he grows. You don't want to stunt his growth in the process of developing as a team.
That's Konzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. More Tiger Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every day. Up next on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
There's more here than just a degree. The University of Missouri is a place where hands-on learning helps students become standout employees, where graduates quickly earn jobs around the world thanks to a network of alumni that's more than 300,000 strong. Mizzou is where opportunities are found in 300 degree programs and where 500 student organizations make it easy to belong. Discover what Mizzou can do for your student. Visit admissions.missouri.edu today.
It's internet and TV like never before. Introducing Extreme. With Extreme, you can stream live TV to mobile devices in your home and use TiVo to take your recorded shows on the go. Plus, use apps like YouTube and Netflix on your TV. Yep, your favorite apps are now available on your big screen. And with the fastest in-home Wi-Fi, this system is built for multi-streaming. Experience Extreme. New from MediaCom. Call 844-EXTREME3.
Another insurance puzzle from Trusted Choice.
Expansive soil. It's soil that expands when it gets wet. Too much expansion and your house is in a sinkhole. But here's the worst part. Homeowners insurance never covers this damage. You need special coverage that some insurers offer, most don't. Trusted Choice independent agents work with many insurance companies, not just one, so they can help you get the coverages you want.
To locate the Trusted Choice agency in your area, visit TrustedChoice.com.
I'm not a control freak, but I like things a certain way. My way. That's why I love how Regions Lockit lets me lock my Regions personal credit cards, check cards, and now prepaid cards when and how I want to for online, in-store, or even ATM transactions. And unlocking is just as easy. You don't have to be a control freak to think that's awesome.
Open a Regions checking, credit, or now card account with new Lockit. It's secure, easy to use, and customizable. Regions, official bank of the SEC. Member FDIC. Your mobile carrier's messaging and data fees may apply.
Hi, this is Dan with Samco Business Products. To provide a quality professional broadcast like Mizzou Sports, it takes reliable business partners behind the scenes. That is why Learfield relies on Samco to coordinate and provide their office furnishings and supplies. They depend on us for their national headquarters in Jefferson City and all of their over 180 offices across the country. When you're looking for a local company with national capability for your team, relax and call Samco, because work just got better.
Hear whatever you love, wherever you love to listen. Get SiriusXM in your car, online, on the app, or at home on connected devices now with new subscriptions as low as $5 a month plus fees. See offer details at SiriusXM.com/college. Hear college sports coverage on SiriusXM SEC Radio, plus commercial-free music in addition to comedy, talk, news, and more anywhere you go. Visit SiriusXM.com/college to get started.
Tiger Talk continues from Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Shelter Insurance sponsors Mizzou Athletics. You can call a local shelter insurance agent to set up a free personal protection review and ask about how Shelter's auto policy includes roadside assistance. Find an agent near you at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Schedule has been very favorable in terms of being at home over the course of the month of November and into December. As you look at it long-term-wise and you start to prepare schedules, kind of give me an idea of where you'd like to see this thing go to over the next few years. I mean, would you like to play more, I guess, regional games, if you will, outside of the Midwest, maybe some in the Northeastern corridor, in New York or in Washington, D.C.? You're going to go to Philly next year. Just kind of give me an idea in terms of exposing your brand around the country.
Well, I think what you try to do is you always want quality home games, so you look for that first and foremost. You look for a schedule that fits your team. You like to think you have a good team, experienced team. But as we move forward, outside of tournaments or contracts that we're in, we're locked mm-hmm. in, I'm not so sure. And the reason why I say that with this new net philosophy, I want to see how that plays out. Because if it's just about winning games, then you play home games. So we just have to decide as we move forward what's most important. Now, next year we go to Temple, we go to Xavier, and then we're in a tournament in Kansas City. So those are in. But we want to be careful in how we schedule as we move forward.
Is it as difficult for Power Fives to schedule as it is for non-Power Five schools to get games? You know what I mean? I mean, you hear the You hear the schools in the Valley saying how difficult it is for them to get games because of the number of conference games the Power Fives are playing. I would imagine finding the right games, the reverse of that, for a school such as you is difficult too.
Like, you have some Power Fives, if they haven't already gone to 20 games, they're talking about
they're
going
talking
to 20
about games. Going to 20. Yes. Yeah.
Like the Big Ten, for example, they start their Big Ten season, they've already played two Big Ten games right now, and maybe that's because of the new net. They did it before, so the RPI, to beef up the RPI rankings as they go into the season.
Right.
So you don't know, but it's not as difficult. But what happens is we make calls to teams. Sometimes they schedule out. Like, for example, we schedule Central Florida. Some might say, Central Florida, well, that's a quality team. That's a team that's probably picked to win their league. But as a fan, you might want to see this particular name. Well, it's not that easy because we make calls and they have to agree to actually play us. And we'd like that we go to your place. We'd like for you to come back to our place. And the one thing I have to be careful with, I don't mind playing anybody anywhere, but I also have to take in consideration we have a team, so you have to put your team in position to be successful. Like going to Utah last year, I mean, that probably wasn't a great idea for our team, but, you know, I wouldn't do that again. But you have to be smart when you're scheduling games. I think that is the most important thing. Some programs fall because of scheduling. You have to be very careful.
It's Konzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. We're going to take a break. When we return, Colin Van Leer joins us as Tiger Talk continues on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
Make the most out of your next trip. Fly direct from Columbia to Denver with Columbia Regional Airport. Whether Colorado is your final destination or a stop on the way, when you want fast, easy, convenient, fly COU. Columbia Regional Airport. Let's go.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the Missouri Tigers. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Can't we all get along?
Blue Chair Bay Rum presents Kenny Chesney, Songs for the Saints Tour.
No shoes.
May 2nd, Mizzou Arena.
No problem.
With special guests David Lee Murphy and Caroline Jones.
It's summertime.
Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Messina Touring Group and AEG Presents.
We're live at the Technology All-Star Game, where Marco just picked up another great win for its network security services. With so many online threats trying to penetrate this team's network, Marco's network security services played the perfect combination of offense and defense. This team stopped viruses in their tracks. That is some firewall. And all of that muscle is backed up by Marco's amazing service and support. See more Marco network security highlights at marconet.com.
Every day you wake up, the goal is to get home safely. I think everybody thinks that. Buckle up, phone down. To me, it means simply when you get in the car, buckle up before you do anything. The next part, put your cell phone down. So I think it's very important that we value lives and the importance of getting home safely. If you value lives, then you understand the importance of taking a pledge. One, to put my seatbelt on. Then the other part, to put my cell phone down. Go to mo.org/buckle-up-phone-down and take the pledge now. I've taken a pledge to save lives. Now it's your turn.
For Tiger fans, Saturday is game day. For business owners, it's another day in your work week. UPS gets that. That's why they offer Saturday delivery, so you can keep things running smoothly even while your customers drop everything for the game. Stay on top of your game. Ship with UPS, official logistics company of Missouri Athletics.
Make the most out of your next trip. Fly direct from Columbia to Denver with Columbia Regional Airport. Whether Colorado is your final destination or a stop on the way, when you want fast, easy, convenient, fly COU. Columbia Regional Airport. Let's go.
The law firm of Lathrop Gage would like to recognize the Mizzou Three Stripes Club. The Three Stripes Club honors student athletes who represent the Mizzou values of respect, responsibility, discovery, and excellence by going above and beyond socially, academically, and athletically. Today we recognize Ileana Jones of the swimming and diving team, the Lathrop Grange Law Firm, proudly serving Missouri business since 1873. He is a senior from Pacific, Missouri. Please welcome Cullen Van Leer, ladies and gentlemen. It's great to see you.
Great to be here.
I said when we were walking up, are you sure you want to put yourself through this one more time? It can be tedious, about 12 to 13 minutes with me. But you were up to the challenge tonight.
I'm up to the challenge for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. So as folks know, because of the knee injury you suffered last year, your career is over at Missouri. So you've officially retired, I guess, is the phrase that they say. First of all, let's go back to when it happened. You knew it was serious. Did you realize how serious it was?
Once the MRI and everything, then they pretty much told me how serious it was. We kind of went about rehab throughout the whole spring, just as if I was going to come back. But towards the beginning of summer, end of spring, it kind of became evident, are we going to be able to make it back in time to have a serious impact on the team? So about the middle of the summer, it was kind of like, it's probably not going to happen. So I decided to just, in the best interest of the team, just medically retired, open up a scholarship to see for somebody else to come and just be a part of the program still and do everything I can to help.
There's more to that decision than what you just explained, though, right? So how did you come to grips with that?
I've always been a pretty optimistic person. So when it happened, I knew that at some point I was going to have to hang it up. So it was unfortunate that it came early, but I kind of just grew up quick and decided it's time to start looking to the future and my overall health for the rest of my life. So I decided I'll just take the rehab slower and then make sure I'm 100% healthy and can live healthier for the rest of my life.
So bring us up to date. How are you right now?
I'm doing really good right now. I'm jogging. I'm running pretty hard now. Just starting to get into jumping now. So I'm making good progress. If the prognosis was 10 to 12 months, and I'm going to probably be around the 11 to 12 month time period. So I'm just taking it slow, and hopefully everything turns out good.
Visiting with Missouri senior Cullen Van Leer on Tiger Talk. I'm Mike Kelly. Coach Martin joins us in the next segment. You have been through an awful lot during your career at Missouri. I want to kind of go broad brush to begin things. As you look back to your decision to come from Pacific and play initially for Coach Anderson, but more importantly, come here and get an education and put yourself in a position to eventually become a coach yourself. Take me through what this experience has been like for Cullen Van Leer.
I mean, it's been up and down, but it's definitely had its high, like I said, its highs and lows, but through everything, it's only going to make me better for my profession, which is hopefully to be a coach and a teacher. So understanding how to deal with lows and then also understanding how to deal with highs has really been a learning experience for me, and hopefully I can take that forward with this moment.
As a coach, you know you're going to have a young athlete at some point in time that's going to go through some ups and downs. Coach Stewart used to call those speed bumps or brick walls. So you're going to know how to help advise those individuals based on your body of work.
Yeah, I feel like through my whole experience, I have all the experiences I can relate to pretty much anything with especially high school kids, the adversity they go through. I can share experiences and hopefully be able to relate and create good relationships with all my players.
Can you believe, though, that you're already a senior? I mean, as you look at it, I mean, has this experience, has it gone longer than you anticipated? Does it feel like it's longer? Just kind of in terms of the timing, has it flown by?
It just does feel like yesterday I was at Pacific High School, but at the same time, it also feels like it's been a long time. I really don't know how, but when you're going through the grind of being a college basketball player, it definitely takes a toll on you for sure. So that part probably takes long, but when you look big picture, it goes by really fast.
Okay, so again, from a big picture perspective, it's great to see you each and every game. I love the fact that you're out with your teammates. I love the fact that you're on the bench. I see you shooting around before the game. For those that are listening and here at Buffalo Wild Wings, kind of describe what the role is now that Cullen Van Leer has undertaken with this team.
I just try to use my veteran status and my IQ to help the team in any way I can. If I see something, I'll talk to a player when they come out. I'll get up behind them and maybe whisper something to them in the locker room at halftime. I'll throw in my 2 cents. But I just try to be at practice every day. I just try to give anything I can to the team with my mental edge that I felt like I had when I played.
You and I both noticed something in the last game against Oral Roberts that took place that needed to be corrected afterwards, and that is kind of like the way that seniority should rank. The walk-ons get on the court late in the game, and Adam Wolf doesn't touch the basketball. I mean, you notice that right away. That's got to be corrected. You got to get the Wolfman a shot, right?
That's an automatic, because we know if Wolf puts it up, it's going to go in. So we got to find a way. But I made sure I let everybody know in the locker room after the game that if Wolf's in the game, Wolf gets the touches. That's how it works.
Yeah, I love it. And of course, he's coming off of a couple injuries himself, and what a likable young man he is. And I'm sure we'll get a chance to visit with him a little bit later on as the season progresses. You played, as most people here know, maybe those listening on the radio don't know, but you played for your dad, which we've talked about before. What a wonderful experience that was for you and for your brother to be able to share that bond with your father. So growing up in a basketball household, you knew a lot about the game, right, when you arrived here. What have you learned about the game since you arrived at the University of Missouri?
I mean, I learn little bit all the time. I always try to take stuff, even if it's a little thing. And
For instance, like what?
I don't know. I don't know off the top of my head what I'd pick out. But, I mean, just little stuff, how to – and even if it's just not even a basketball thing, but how to engage and relate to your players so that they play the best and want to play for you, or just different stuff like that. But you can always grow and take critique. I've always been one to be very coachable when I was a player. So when I become a coach, I'm not going to not take any help. So anything I can keep learning from about the game, I'm a student of the game, and I always will be.
The great thing that I think any player can hear is when their head coach says, and Konzo Martin said this about you early on last year, he's always in the right spot. And that's quite the compliment for a player to hear, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, just knowing where to be is, especially on like a defense, like most people when I came to Mizzou never thought I'd be able to play defense based on my athletic ability, but half a defense is being in the right spot. If you're in the right spot, it's easy to be able to get to where you need to be. So being smart and having any kind of mental edge you can use can help you in any many facets.
One of the first times we did this show, I asked you about what the future held, and without hesitation, you said, I want to be a high school coach and a teacher. And you maintain that that's the path, right?
Yep. Since I've been a freshman, the summer before freshman year started, I kind of decided that was going to be the path, and it hasn't changed.
Yeah, and I applaud that because, you know, there are far, I think, too few people that decide to take on that role. You could probably, if you wanted to, kind of be a GA in college, if you wanted to pursue your master's and things like that. Is that something you ever entertained and maybe even coaching at the college level?
I've thought about it, but I definitely want to get away from the college game a little bit and go back to be in high school first. If I find the itch to want to go back, then maybe do that. But I still plan on getting a graduate degree, even if I don't come back and be a GA. I'll probably do it in some form or fashion. But I just always wanted to go back and coach high school. I don't know what it is about a high school environment, and it just has a different feel for me.
There's a little charm to it, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So remind people what you're majoring in.
Education. Secondary education with an emphasis in biology.
And so you still have to do your student teaching?
Yeah.
And that'll take place when?
Next fall.
So as you sit there and have a chance to observe this team and watch it through the eyes of a guy that's going to be a coach and who's been around a coach your entire life, what do you see through the first month and a half of the season from this group? Kind of give us Cullen Van Leer's breakdown.
I think we're right now are really starting to kind of find – I guess our roles and how we're going to be successful moving forward. I mean, you see when we throw the ball down to JT on the block, something good happens all the time. He's either going to score, and he's unselfish, almost too unselfish sometimes in my opinion, but he's always going to find his teammates and try to make the right play. So we got to realize who we got to play through, and then just learning the ins and outs of defense. Some of our young guys at first had a little problem being in the right spot, but you can kind of see throughout practice and games they're starting to really figure out where to be and when to be there. So we're just still growing, kind of young other than the couple veterans we have, but we're kind of in that growing, kind of finding our role stage.
This experience, and we talked about the pace in which it's gone by. Do you have a favorite moment as you think back and reflect on your career? Is there something that stands out?
The Alabama game at Alabama last year was a really fun game. Anytime I think of a game that's been here, I think we were on a 3-game lose streak. Maybe we went there. They just beat Oklahoma, and we went in there and pretty much took care of business from start to finish, and it was a total team effort. It wasn't our first SEC road, but it was an SEC road win, which is tough to come by. So it just was kind of the spark we needed last year to really get going in the second half of the season, and I'll remember that spot.
Yeah, it kind of gave you a springboard moving to the second half of the SEC schedule and then on to postseason play, and you didn't get a chance to play, but being able to watch this group make it to the NCAA tournament, how satisfying was that for you?
That was probably the second. If I would have been playing, probably would have been the first, but it still was an amazing feeling being able to, with my teammates, and see the Mizzou pop up on there. Especially with Kev, Geist, Reed, who had been through the ropes the last 2 years before, and then we get to see that. It was pretty cool.
I want to close with just kind of some thoughts on family, because none of us get here without help, right? And you had a tremendously supportive parents that helped you along the way, and obviously other family. As you think about this position that you're in, what comes to mind when you think about mom and dad?
I would just think sacrifice first and foremost. I mean, everything they did from when me and my brother were born has been for us and for the betterment of our education, athletic careers. So just sacrifice and understanding that as when I move forward and I become a husband and father, to just the example that they set for me.
So is there a chance that at some point down the road, Cullen Bindler could be the head basketball coach at Pacific High School?
I don't know what the cards hold, but if that would happen, I would not be disappointed. I'd say that.
That's awesome. Hey, man, so proud of you, and we really appreciate the fact that you came out here tonight. Keep it up. Keep helping your teammates, and thank you for everything.
Thank you.
That is Cullen Bindler. I'm Mike Kelly. Tiger Talk continues after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
It's the end of the year, and that means resolutions. But forget the gym membership and the juice cleanse. This year, save yourself some money. Get a Ford during the holiday sales event. You'll get a great deal and you'll look better before you ever get to the gym. That's motivation. Ford, built for the holidays. Built Ford proud. The time to get our best offers of the season.
Missouri fans, you can sleep easy tonight. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Tigers and get great discounts throughout the website. They have pillows, bed sheets, mattresses, and even a bed for your pet. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Tigers and save big on great products today. Again, that's MyPillow.com and use promo code Tigers.
We are Missouri Employers Mutual, the state's number one provider of workers' compensation insurance. But we're more than an insurance policy. We are safety fanatics. Our innovative safety and claim services help thousands of employers keep their employees safe and business successful. And we do all of that with integrity and respect. In your complex business world, we make safety simple and it pays dividends. Visit safetyfanatics.com to learn how we are different. MEM, putting safety to work for you.
In Missouri, we're lucky. Think about it. All the profits from all Missouri Lottery tickets turn into programs for schools and students. From early childhood education to A-plus scholarships for college. And from scratchers to Powerball, every ticket you play builds on that. That's something we can all be proud of. Play it forward with the Missouri Lottery.
When the Tigers win, you win at Papa John's. The day after every Missouri Tigers men's or women's basketball victory, you get 50% off regular menu price online orders using the promo code TigersWin online at PapaJohns.com. That's right, 50% off your entire online orders the day after a Tigers win. Enter promo code TigersWin at PapaJohns.com. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Proud partner of your Missouri Tigers.
At MU Health, we believe the battle against cancer should be an unfair fight. It's why we at MU Health say yes to giving our patients not just one doctor, but a world-class team of them. Together, they put the spirit of yes to work, collaborating on the latest treatments and research trials, all to give patients the answer they care about most, the right answer. YesMakesItPossible.com.
Tiger Talk continues. Presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every single day. Don't forget you can download the Inside Mizzou Athletics podcast brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Go to mutigers.com/podcast and subscribe today. This week you'll hear from Mizzou football coach Barry Odom and also the executive director of the Liberty Bowl, Steve Earhart, on the Inside Mizzou Athletics podcast. Coach Konzo Martin joins us. You've been around guys that have gone through adversity. You went through adversity from a health standpoint during your career. When you look at the way that Cullen VanLeer has handled things, what comes to mind for you, Coach?
I mean, I just think like a true professional and dealing with that. Injuries are part of our game, unfortunately. But I thought, you know, the way he handled it, very tough, especially going into your senior season. A tough thing to do, and it's not as if it's just an ankle sprain. It's an extended injury. So pretty much ended his college career. But I thought he handled it real well. Because I think the thing that helps him, he has a plan. And I think that's what makes it easier. I mean, of course, his sleepless nights, because I feel like he can really help our team just with his experience, his knowledge, his understanding, his composure. I mean, cause after every game, I text him, Drew, John Tay, what do you think? What are your thoughts? I mean, just because, again, they play as they see it differently, and it helps me. Mm-hmm. But because I respect what they have to say because it's sound information. And I do it all the time at timeouts. What do you guys see? What's going on? And then one thing about Cullen, he's not afraid to, you know, say something to the coach. Hey, guys, this is what I see. And that's beneficial to us because we're not too big to gather information because the bottom line is Mizzou winning the basketball game. It's the most important thing.
Yeah, and he's something that – he's someone that others can learn from. I mean, as we both know, God only gives you a finite amount of time to play the game. And when it's taken away, if you don't have a plan, a lot of people sit there and it's like, oh, what do I do now, right?
Yeah, it's impressive. And that's the one thing I talk to our guys about. You know, of course, you know, guys want to have professional careers in basketball, but you have a plan to educate yourself, to get a degree, and have a successful career, and ultimately have a successful life. So there's a lot of things that goes into your preparation on the court and how you approach your classroom assignments. He's a very intelligent young man. Mm-hmm. You can see it with his grades, and he'll be fine. And I think he writes his own ticket in life because, again, you have to give his parents a lot of credit in how they raised him and gave him sound information, gave him a plan and to go through whatever it is you're going through, not just basketball, it's your lifeline. He understands basketball as a vehicle to get where he's trying to go, and he's taking total advantage of it.
You two are alike in that, obviously, you played the game at this level, but also you both wanted to help others and you wanted to be coaches. So when did you know that this was your path, that you wanted to become a coach?
Well, I think Coach Katie kind of said it to me. He made me a captain as a sophomore. It was the first time in the history of Purdue. And I just felt like I was just a player on the team doing what I was expecting. I wasn't the best player. I never thought I was the best player at Purdue in any year. But I just felt like Coach probably saw something in me as a leader and helping other guys because all I really cared about was winning the game. I mean, you had Glenn Robinson, for example, a guy that averaged 30 points a night. And sometimes I'll say, man, if you can go for 50, go for 50. And we'll make sure you go for 50. And game on the line. Everybody knew who was getting that shot. Glenn Robinson was getting that shot. And we were winning and losing with him getting that shot. And I was okay with that because, again, God bless everybody with different gifts. It doesn't mean I can't be successful in my role, whatever that is. He's blessed with a different level of talent when it comes to the game of basketball. So let's maximize everything he has in him, and ultimately we become a better team. I think when guys look at it like that, you have a chance to be successful, not only on the court, but in life. And you have to be willing to make sacrifices. And that is a very hard thing for young guys to do because the input of a lot of family members and people surrounding their lives, oftentimes you don't get the sound, real information. That's why you see teams that are bumps in a row. You see a guy, man, he doesn't look like he's fitting in. I mean, a lot of that stuff goes on behind the scenes. It's not always the kid's fault.
It's interesting that you say that because one of my favorite sayings from the legendary great coach Al McGuire was that there are several of them, but among them is know who your stars are. You got to know who your stars are. And it seems to me like it's difficult now in this day and age, more difficult for kids to rely on their stars because of the external pressures that may be forthcoming.
Well, again, I think...
Accurate? Fair?
Well, I think we could talk all night, you know, about different topics, but and I respect everybody that raised their children because that's your right to raise them. But if I was raised around lions, my mentality would be of a lion.
Yeah.
So I think when you're a kid, you do what you're taught. You know, you do what you're taught. And I think that is the most important thing. My children are a reflection of me when I'm not around. Whatever that is, they can get off track, but they understand there's a balance in what my mom and dad taught me. So they do know these things. So when you see young guys and they have a mentality to be themselves on the floor and not be a part of a team, that was a learned behavior, you know, and I think that is that's okay in this environment to be and do that. And I think that's what hurts a lot of young men. That's what hurts the game. So it's a blessing to get a guy like a Cullen Van Leer, a guy that want to be a part of a team, that all he cares about is winning basketball games. And when you get guys like that, you have to value them, you have to appreciate them, you have to respect them, but you also have to put them on a pedestal because they've earned the way. Because in our society today, that's a hard thing to do.
Back after this on the Tiger Network, the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility Technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the Missouri Tigers. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com. Wear your shield. Wear your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
It's the end of the year, and that means resolutions. But forget the gym membership and the juice cleanse. This year, save yourself some money. Get a Ford during the holiday sales event. You'll get a great deal, and you'll look better before you ever get to the gym. That's motivation. Ford. Built for the holidays. Built Ford proud. The time to get our best offers of the season.
The Club at Old Hawthorne, a golf course of incomparable quality and uncompromised standards. It's everything you look for in a golf course and country club, which is why it's also the home to your Mizzou men's and women's golf teams. Make Old Hawthorne your home course. New sports and golf members pay only social dues rates until April 2019. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit oldhawthorne.com or call 573-442-5280.
Finals week at Mizzou. Tigers return to action a week from tomorrow when they host Xavier before traveling to St. Louis for the annual Bragging Rights game coming up on the 22nd. So Cullen and I talked about this briefly last segment, and I don't know if you agreed with us, but I'm going to get your point of view. Walk-ons get on late in the game. Wolfman doesn't touch the basketball. He's got to get touches, Coach.
Yeah, Wolf should have touched the ball. That's on. I'm gonna put that one on Xavier. Xavier shot that one shot. I was like, man, don't you see the wolf right here?
Yeah.
He have to recognize when the wolf's on the floor.
Yeah, I think the antlers would like that too, right? This time of the year, once you get through finals and you've got a time before, you got to get back to class. Coach Stewart used to call it the time where really you only had two things that you were responsible for. Maybe you go to a movie now and then, but it's just basketball.
Yeah.
As a coach, as a teacher, how much do you cherish this time between semesters?
Oh, it's a great deal. This is the time you always feel like this is your last stretch run to make any necessary adjustments. Of course, you'll tweak, you know, play here and there, but things that you really need to shore up, any adjustments you need to make, this is the time. After this, there's minor tweaks, but other than that, it's time to roll.
So when you played the clock, right, you didn't have the weekly clock in terms of the amount of time you could be in the gym, right?
Yeah.
So how much has it changed?
Well, today was our first day, so we went probably an hour, 40 minutes, just really skilled, a lot of breakdown, half court, skilled, a lot of skill stuff, 3-on-3, 4, I mean, 3-on-0, 4-on-0, 1-on-1, did a lot of 1-on-1 play. Cause I think, you know, part of your skill development is your 1-on-1 play, getting used to playing 1-on-1 basketball, defensively doing it without fouling, offensively improving your skill to make plays with 3 or less dribbles.
In terms of from a conditioning standpoint, too, I mean, is that something you have to work on throughout the course of the season? And is it something that you concentrate even more during this time of the season?
Well, this time, we'll run them. Like today, it was more half-court, you know, skill development. Tomorrow, we're off. We were off Saturday, Sunday. We practice today. We'll be off tomorrow. Then we'll go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, off Saturday. And Sunday, Monday, we play Tuesday.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about a couple of individuals. And you mentioned Xavier a couple of times. Just where is he right now, and where are areas where he can improve and has to improve to help this team?
Well, I think his biggest jump will come as his body continues to get stronger because he's a good athlete. You see he's shifty with the basketball, making plays. You see he has the ability to pass the ball. He can shoot the ball. I think his game is the next step for him is just the strength and conditioning piece of it. So once he gets that, the other elements of his game will grow. The conditioning, the being able to defend the guy full court with strength and with toughness. The desire to defend and having pride in playing defense, and just one-on-one defense, that's the next step for him.
How about Mitchell?
I think Mitch the same thing, the strength part. I mean, because I think Mitch can do a lot of things at 6'10". He's long. He can make a three-point shot. He's 80% from the free throw line. He has to get strong around the rim and finish. He missed a couple around the rim. So I think the next part of him, he's picked up 18 pounds. We need to probably put another 10 or 15 on him.
Yeah, that's amazing, too. I was looking at him the other day, just the fact that he has added 18 pounds already. I remember when he arrived as a freshman. So, KJ, when KJ gets settled in and becomes, you know, more of an integral part of what's going on, what can he add to your basketball team?
I think a guy that runs the floor, I think a guy that can be an elite defender, rebounder, has to continue to improve his shot. His shot isn't falling like it used to be, so just an improvement from the three-point line. But his ability to get to the rim, to make plays, to be strong, to be tough, and run the floor, I think, and he's one of those guys that can guard 5 different positions. He's probably the one guy I think on our team can do that right now.
How much of a stride or a step forward is Reed taken?
I think Reed's made a tremendous amount of strides. I don't think he's played as well the last game, maybe game or two. But he's very similar color from the standpoint. He understands what's going on. He's not afraid to speak about it. And now it's just him again. I've said it before, understanding who he is and truly believing in himself and giving everything he has when he's on the floor.
Defensively, where are you right now as a team? Are you close to where you think you should be?
No, I don't think we're there yet. I don't think we're there yet. I just think we're probably 70% of where we could be. And we'll get there.
Okay, so in what areas do you have to be better defensively?
Well, I think we've improved our ball screen defense. I just think the biggest thing defensively is not necessarily this or that, but it's just the individual pride in shutting your man down, every possession down. I hate it when a guy scored on me, and Coach Katie tells the story right now. When I played, the guy that went in, when I went out of the game, the guy that subbed in for me, if the guy was guarding, he scored a point, I'd go right past Coach Katie and take this guy out. I mean, I'd go right past the bench and take him out. Coach wouldn't argue with the fact that I'm taking him out because he's not defending. I walk right past Coach. He's coming out of the game because he knew that guy shouldn't have scored a basket because I look at that as that's my reputation. He scored that basket. He can't score the ball.
So how do players develop that mentality?
Well, I got it from East St. Louis.
No, you got it from East St. Louis, but how do you develop that in young men that you're coaching now?
come grab a seat with me. But what happens as you grow in your program, they understand it. The ones that take a little longer understand it. Come sit with me. Let's talk about it. And that's how you get better. Simply that, because the things that we do, I mean, it's ingrained, and you see the growth in Torrance from day one up until now. Because you have the reps, you have to go through it. I mean, I struggle defensively as far as the assignments away from the ball. Anybody can guard a guy straight up, but away from the ball, you're helping, you're recovered, you're bump and go, hedging. This guy's doing it. He's raising it. There's a lot of different terminology, but there's a lot of things to learn in that. So it's not just I'm guarding my guy. The toughest thing, I think, is when your man doesn't have the ball. That's the hard part. So, and that takes time, but it's, we spend so much time on it, it becomes clockwork. I can sit the ball on the floor. If you're older in our program, you would know where to go, depending on where your man was, just if I sit the ball on the floor.
Javon's a kid that's come in and I think impressed you with his work defensively, right?
Yeah, and he's a tough kid. He's not an elite defender, but he has elite pride about being a great defender. He wants to stop the guy, and it pains him if a guy scores on him. So he's going to do something about it. And I think when you have a team across the board that have that mentality, then you have the chance to be the last team standing.
Thank you for tonight. It's great to see you, and enjoy this week.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Konzo Martin. Our thanks to Cullen Van Leer, Matt Weingartner, our engineer. Thanks for listening to Tiger Talk on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Tiger Talk has been brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. And by Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Central Bank Tiger Network.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.